we're up to now is just the topic that the Gemara immediately comments on, which is that our Mishnah, just in describing what's mutter and asur be'er Pesach, Gemara basically asks and concludes that this Mishnah aligns with Rabban Gamliel, she is Rabban Gamliel, and the three in Machlokas that is cited earlier in the first parak. The three opinions in the first parak cited in the Mishnah on Daf Aleph, basically everybody agrees regarding Erev Pesach that Achila, that the Isra Achila Vanad, the Chibur Midi Rabbanan, starts at Sheish, with Chila Sheish. The question is, what about prior to that? And there we have this is where we find the three Ulema Chokas. Rav Meir holds that's all we have. We don't have anything else. Sheish is it. Rabbi Yehuda held that prior to Sheish, during the Shachamish, it's Tolin, or that Ad, through the fourth hour Ochlin, fifth hour Tolin, sixth hour Sorfin. And Rav Gamliel held, like Rabbi Yehuda, essentially, that Tolin B'chamesh, with the exception of Truma B'lachmei Toda, which he held is Mudra B'achila, Chulin Nechal and Chul Arba. The one disagreement he has with Rabbi Yehuda is that he thinks that Truma is Nechalin Kol Chamesh, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who thinks that Truma is, there's an Isra B'achila, Truma is also B'achila B'chamesh. Now, as an aside, in terms of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, which last time I only commented on briefly, but the Yerushalmi suggests something novel. I sent it to you guys in the Maror Komos. The Yerushalmi suggests the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, the machlokas is whether there is at all any din min haTorah be'er Pesach b'chatzos. In other words, whether the Isser Chametz and the Cholas Bior b'chatzos is midaraisa. The way that the Yerushalmi formulated it is Rabbi Meir Omer mi'sheish she'os l'mala mi'divrehen, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mi'sheish she'os l'mala mi'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yehuda held that min haTorah the Isser Achila and the Cholas Bior kicks in b'chatzos. Rabbi Meir disagreed. Rabbi Yehuda held that it's not novel. What is novel is that Rabbi Meir disagreed. Rabbi Meir held that the Chiyuv Bior min haTorah is chal only immediately prior to Erev Pesach, to the night of Pesach, kodem mishkat shacharit. And Yerushalmi posits that the Isra Achila during the fifth hour is a gzeira l'sha'a shvi'is, is a safeguard to ensure compliance with sha'a shvi'is, with chatzos. And the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that chatzos is min haTorah, therefore this is a gzeira to a din d'oraisa, which is completely appropriate and licit. But the Shitas Rabbi Meir that chiyuv bior min haTorah at chatzos itself is only midirabanan, right? Because the chiyuv bior is only min haTorah chal right prior to the night of Pesach. So then a gzeira up to shvi'is, right, that fifth hour would be a gzeira l'gzeira or a gedra l'gedra in the Lashon Yerushalmi, and then goes into gzeira l'gzeira. We don't do that. Now, what isn't clear in Yerushalmi, and what isn't so obvious, is Yerushalmi's explanation for Shah Shishis Lefir Meir. Because one could ask, why is that not a gzeira l'gzeira? I mean, according to Meir, even Chatzos, Shah Shvis, Sof Shishis, right, is Midi Rabbanan. But Meir doesn't say that this all starts in Rabbanan, right? Even Rav Meir agrees that B'sheish, Sorfin. So how does that work? And the Yerushalmi addresses it, just doesn't make, it's not so clear what it's saying. It says, Ha'ri Meir Omer M'sheish Sha'o Solomala M'divrayan, Shvi'is Aso Mishum Geder, Shishis Lama, right? So Shvi'is itself is a Geder, it's a Xera, so Shishis Lama Mishum Geder. The Yesh Geder Le Geder, right, meaning the question now is to turn upon Rabbi Meir. So I understand you don't have a fifth hour, but how can you have a sixth hour? Now, one could have I don't know how plausible it is, and presumably that's why Rishama didn't say it, but it would have been an answer to say that the Shah, that Chatzos has nothing, means nothing for Rabbi Meir. He simply has, there's two periods. There's a Min haTorah period, which is a Shah Kodim Shetachashach, and then there's the Din Rabbanan. When do they decide to do the Din Rabbanan? They give it 7 hours. Right, they gave it for Shah Kodim Chatzos, that's when they did it in Dindur Abanan. So there's only one Gedder here. There's only one Zera. There's no Chatzos. Chatzos is not a thing. It's not an hour of significance. It's not a moment of significance for Rabbi Meir. that isn't really what the Gemara at least seems to suggest. At least, again, initially the Gemara says explicitly that Shishas Lama is Mishum Geder, Vesh Gedel Geder, and the Gemara's answer is Ela Shah Shishas Mitchalepes Veshviz. You guys see this? Shah Shishas Mitchalepes Veshviz. Now, if you notice that language, right, that Shah Shishas gets confused with Shviz, that language is precisely the same language that the Yishama gives as the explanation for Behuda, who held, right, that Shah Chamishis, that there's an Isser already, this is Archila, but Shah Chamishis, the Gemara had explained, with your Behuda, Chamishis Lama Mishum Geder, Yish Geder the Geder, Ela Shah Chamishis Mitchaleves Beshviz. That for Behuda, the Shah Chamishis is Mitchaleves Beshviz, and therefore there's a Geder, one Geder to an Isser Deraisa, namely the Deraisa Chatzos. So the Gemara, the Yishama uses that same language of this Shah is mitchalefes b'shviis for Rabbi Yehuda and explaining chamishis mitchalefes b'shviis, and therefore you have a gzera to the original din d'oraisa of shviis. But when it's answered to the question of shishis for Rabbi Meir, how can Rabbi Meir have this extra hour? Isn't the whole chatzos itself only din d'rabbanan? So the Yishama's answer is Shishis mitchalefes b'shviis. Before I think the Akrochenu must have in mind here, Yerushalmi must mean that a one-hour confusion is so common that the Rabbanan take account of it in the initial formulation of the Dekan. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea ita v'ragav, and therefore he's omer b'chatzos. Right? But people are much more imprecise, and therefore the Tekana of Chatzos was simply formulated initially as, you might say, Bachatos, Kachatos, rather, Kachatos, right? It's Shalifanav, a little. Meaning that the Takana was for Chatzos, but that Takana of Chatzos, given the imprecision of, you know, people that easily, routinely, get it within an hour, basically, they just sort of sense it, they didn't have watches, right? They kind of sense it based on the, I don't know, the movement in the sky, right? A takana of chatzos was formulated here as a takana mi from the hour before, from the shah shishis, is part of the initial takana. So it's not the answer to this question is it's not a geder legeder, it's simply part of the initial takana, takes into account that shviis, being imprecise, is going to be required that we say shishis. Okay. As opposed to a 2-hour mistake, a 2-hour confusion, which that's beyond common imprecision, people don't usually get that kind of thing wrong. And therefore, to guard against that, that can only be conceived as an additional protective measure to safeguard the original shviis, to safeguard compliance with chatzos. And therefore, Yerushalmi suggests it's only possible, that's only true, the Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda thinks that there's an issur d'oraisa of chatzos, but Rabbi Meir couldn't count it's a 2-hour buffer because he holds the derban. Either way, that's the Yerushalmi's explanation. Either way, the Bavli generally is understood to disagree. The Gemara and Daf Dalet presents as unchallenged the Chuliyama that the Chobas Bior, that the Chobas Bior starts Mechatzos, and for most Rishonim, that means that the Chuliyama as well, so does the Yisra Achila, for the Ran, the Yisra Achila Hana. The one exception is the Baal Mor, the Rabbi Shimon, who held that on the Baal Mor's understanding, that Mitzvah Tashbitzu, Chobas Bior, does apply Mechatzos, but the Yisra Achila Hana does not. So that's the one exception, but big adol otherwise, and even for Bishimun, if you follow more, you do have a Chobas Hashvisu, Min HaTorah Chal BeChatzos, in the Bavli. That's just taken as a Rapashit. And rather than my focus in Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda is just what is appropriate, what is an appropriate safeguard for the Din Chatzos Min HaTorah. Okay, in any event, the focus of our discussion was on Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, and the point of departure was this line that he says, what does it mean when he says tolin, right? He has his language, right? Olchem kol arba, but tolin kol chamesh. And here we noted that it would seem we find a machlokes. Rashi says tolin kol chamesh. That basically this is your olchem at this point is in limbo. It's asur be'achila. You're not allowed to eat it, right? That he says Rashi tolin be'eno olchel. The tali b'saber shalshiyis v'chulei. But also, You need not burn it. Ain't a chai of Lisro, right? But in, what did he say? He says, Aval, Ainu tzarech, about me lisser avenu tzarech.
Machil behemto, etc.
So Tolan refers to all chametz, the being in a status of you don't need to burn it, and yet you also can eat it. That's what Tolan is. The Rambam, however, seems to take it differently. And this is what we're looking into. The Rambam seems to take Tolan as referring to Truma. Truma v'lachmei toda. Tolan for the Rambam means that you must not burn it. You cannot burn it. Tolan means you must keep it. Not eat it, but you cannot burn it. During this Shah Chamishis. Rather, Tolan ad Shah Shishis, and then you can burn everything, including the Truma. You can burn beforehand, of course, the chulin, but truma you must not. You must be tole. You can only burn that b'shishis. That's what this means. So, in other words, Rambam is saying there's an isser here. During what Tolan refers to is the fact that there is an isser to be sorif truma b'shal chamishis. We don't know that this is true for Rashi. Rashi gives no indication of that. Right? Rashi's Tolan doesn't tell us anything like that. Rashi's Tolan is all chametz here doesn't have to be burnt, doesn't have to be, but can be eaten. There's no indication whatsoever that there's anything special about Truma Luthir Behuda, but for the Rambam, that's what Tolan means. Tolan means that there's an Isser of Sreifas Truma Bishal Chamishis. And that's what we wanted to focus on. And essentially, the question which is raised by the Grizz, and here, this is part of the reason it's a redo, we were not analyzing the Grizz last time. We were analyzing a text which I'm not sure what the provenance of it was, but it was much less clear and much, a little bit weaker. But basically, the question that the Grizz raises is why this is. Why should Shah Chamishis be any different than Shah Shishis Lagabe, the Isser Lisro Chametz? Yeah?
Do you think you can indict from Rashi's comment of the Asa Lahafsid Kachim Midan called Manchiyahu Lachlan that he holds that you're allowed to destroy in the fifth?
You mean Lefi Rabbi Yud? I mean, Rashi says that Lefi Rabbi. Rabbi Gamliel thinks that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that's not true.
Yes, since you can, meaning the argument of Dasa Lahafsid Kachin Biyadai and Kol Zman Shiyachol Lochlan seems to imply that, meaning once you can't eat it, then it's mutter.
This is the explanation Rashi citing for Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah.
Right. Rabbi Gamliel who holds, and therefore you eat. You. There's no Isra Hila of Truma. He doesn't really say what does Rabbi Yehuda actually think about Truma?
Oh.
Other than that we know that there's Isra Hila of Truma. Truma's comments for Rabbi Yehuda, right? This is Rashi Lagabi from Gamliel. We know that Rabbi Yehuda did not think that it was necessary to enable Ahila of Truma, the Lachmi Toda, during the Shah Chamishis. What we don't know is what else? Does he think that it's usher to burn? That doesn't tell us much about that. It tells us basically that there is a concern from Gamliel did identify these sort of Asal Hafshik Kachim as a significant factor of what happens in the Shah Chamishis, but from Gamliel that translated into, and therefore we don't Asar Achila during that hour. We don't know what Rabbi Yehuda thinks. So I think it's an open question for Rashi. But again, the Rambam seems to think that Isser applies, even if you're Behuda, the Isser applies, the Isser of Sreifa, of Lahafsi Biyadayim, does apply B'Shach Hamishis, but there's no Hedra Achila. But the question is, if there's no Hedra Achila, so why should it be any different? Now, to properly analyze that question, and here, as I say, starting a little bit in Chadash, both the question and also the potential answers, the Grizz's answer and alternative answers, we need to provide several layers of context and to look at several layers of context, and I'll just mention that basically there's four or three. First is just what is the source and level and perhaps nature of the Isser Lisro of Truma V'Kachim. Two, right, you know, is this Isser to be sorry of Truma V'Kachim that the Rambam apparently believes is being represented in Shitas of Yehuda, that's what Tolan refers to, so what is that Isser? Where does it come from? Second, what is the basis and character of Halacha that at the very least Bechatzos, when there's an Isurei Chametz begin, and the Chavas Bior begin, Midaraisa, so the din of Sorf and Truma of Bechatzos, so how do we understand that? What is the basis and justification of that halacha? How does that work? And then third, what is the basis for the din Sorf and Truma, which again everybody agrees to, Bishach Shishis? right, where it's already made Darabanan, how do we understand what's going on there? What is the justification for it? And then finally, we'll address where that leaves us with regard to Shah Hamishas Rabbi Yehuda. So first, in terms of the source and level of the Isra Lestrof, Isra Sarepas Truma, the Kachim, so one group of Rishonim are explicit in assuming that that is an Isra de Oraisa. Minatorah is forbidden to be sorry of Kachim, to be sorry of Truma. What's the Makor? So here I think there are three possibilities. Many of those Rishonim themselves identify the Makor as being the Pasuk of Mishmeres Trumasi. Or Trumasai. Right, Trumasai. So the Kriyan Ksiv that the Gemara was talking about was in terms of the Vav, right? Yeah. Trumasai.
Well, it's not Kriyan Ksiv, it's just written.
Not Kriyan Ksiv, I mean, not Kriyan Ksiv, I mean, in the Mikra, in the Sars, yeah. So the this pasuk, the Gemara Bechoros Alam Dalet, cites as the as a source for the din, as a source of the din of the Isser Litame Truma. One is not permitted to be, one violates an Isser of being Mitame, or violates a Din Min HaTorah of being Mitame Truma, of a Truma, based on this pasuk of Mishmeres Trumasai, that you must protect, you must guard my Truma. So to be Mitame, it violates that Isser. So that is the so that is the Gemara Brachor says, and then many Rishonim, the Rashi and Banan Chulin, I give you as a makor, extrapolate from Truma LeKachim, so that this din here applies Labdavka to Truma, but also the Kachim that the pasuk mentions Kachai, so that the Israel Tame Kachim is derived from this as well, and many posit that this is. That this din of Mishmeres isn't limited to Shmira against Tumah, but extends to Shmira against things like destruction. You cannot destroy, because that too is a violation of Mishmeres Trumasa. That is the position.
Did you give us the first of people who say that? I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, right here. Right?
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Actually, I'm close to here, and you see what's missing from the editing, over the course of the editing process to get the closest that we have in front of us, that there's, we have here is just a small little, you know, the last line of the Tosas and the Tosas Rush gets edited into what you have here, but even here, Gimel, right? The source from the Trumas Tumelis is Leos of Tahoros. Now, if you don't know, the Asa of Leos of Tahoros, Mishin de Chsid, that's in Shemarish Trumasai, right? You see it? Right, on Dav Yud Gimel.
Yes.
I mentioned that to us, right? In the Maramos or no? Maybe I just sent you right to the. Alright, maybe I sent you right to the Makar. I definitely mentioned the Tosas Harash. Yeah. He's referring to, in other words, that's just simply the end point of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who said, don't say that. And then the Rosh says, no, that's not a good right. Mikan Dikdik, Rabbeinu Ephraim, Dimidurai Sashari, Lisrof Truma Tohra, Velo Shayach Mishmeres Trumasai, Eldian Truma Sholo Tamosa. And then the Rosh, in the end, responds to that, saying that's not so. So the implication is that that is the source for the Isser, and that's explicitly what's reflected in the, again, the editing of the Tosos here. This is based on the Tosos Rosh, which is essentially, you know, clarifying the last point. I don't know why the Tosos, the editors, I forgot who it was that edited the Tosos, huh? Why they thought it was Rosh Rabbeinu Ephraim Shita, but we never found the Tosos Rosh, we probably wouldn't know what Tosos here is referring to. And that there is a Shita that holds explicitly. That's not so. But either way, what the Tosas here, Shalanu themselves, again reflecting the Rosh, held is that Isser is assumed to be not simply true of Litamus, but Lisrof. Agree? Are you? Yeah.
There's more of a clarification.
What? Yeah. Oh, that was more of a clarification. Okay. Now, others, I think, don't agree. They don't agree that there's a pasuk provides for an Issa D'Oraisa prohibiting Sreifa, either because they disagree with the extension of Tumah to Sreifa, as we see here in Rabbeinu Ephraim, or perhaps because they disagree even with the assumption that this pasuk provides actually an Issa, a real makor for the Issa of Tumah. And that latter position, meaning the idea that in fact this is not a marker, this marker does not actually lemaisa prohibit minatora being a tamei kachim, could be either because whether they believe, it could be because they believe that the Yisrael Tame Truma B'Kachem is itself actually only Midirabanan. That is the position, I believe I gave Maramako. That is the position of the Rash, that the Rashba mentions. He himself does not agree with it, but he mentions it in Gimon Beis. Or perhaps they one could think that it is a Din D'Oraisa, but based on a different Makor, namely, B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. That seems to be the upshot of the Sugya in Zavachim and Lam Gimel Beis, Maksi and Daf Yudalid, that B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, at the very least, prohibits being Metame Truma. Rabbi Yochanan seems to think that that's talking about Truma, but he seems to then acknowledge it is talking about Truma. The fact that not only prohibits it, but it would be it's a lav, and it's a lav that you'd be looking at a lav. That seems to be something which both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish agree to. Rosh Lakish just simply extends it to not only Truma, but Kachin. Nonetheless, as I say, even the Rishonim here who do think it's D'Oraisa don't necessarily say it's D'Oraisa based on that, and that's because there were even Tosas themselves on Makos already quote those who understood the Gemara differently. It doesn't mean that. It means just the fact that it is Metame. It's not an Eser. Either way, that this is D'Oraisa Mishum either that the Eser Lisrof is D'Oraisa. That was just about the Eser Tuma. The fact that saying that the Isur Tuma is Din D'Oraisa based on Mishmeres Truma Asa is not really plausible in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he cites Mishmeres Truma Asa, cites it in different contexts, other things entirely. An alternative Makor, Minatara, however, is provided, is suggested by the Michas Chinuch, and he thinks that the Isur of being Sori of Kachim, and presumably Truma as well, although he doesn't explicitly say that, is the Lav of Losa Sun Kain Lashem Alkecha. And the Rambam writes, he quotes the Rambam in Kosis Authority, he writes that this prohibits things like being sorry for Atzei Hektesh, among other things like Mimochik Shem Hashem, but it also prohibits us being sorry for Atzei Hektesh, or removing a Nevin Ba'azara. And he argues that would apply as well to Kachim. He says, B'Kachim Taharim D'Ru'uyim Mizbech L'Achila Nir D'Asim Minatar L'Sarfa Mishum Lav. I'm just giving here a little bit. Mishum lav de'avadatem shemam etc. Lo sasum ken lashon alkechem. See the Rambam, or he writes in Mochel Shem, or notitz Eben Bazaro. Sorry about the hekesh. Or mishum lav lo sasum ken. I'm not sure. Sorry about the hekesh. Kuder shashchasva over belavazeh. Or sorry pasar kachim. So that already is his introduction. The roi who is sorry der hashchasva over belavazeh. Lomi bayim sorry isurin the yesh me'ila even if it's im hem me'ila lachas yukas damim kachin kalam mikomakum kem nem kach shemaim reserve derech hashasa over lavazeh. That's what he learned from the Torah Sagalim baal mishnas shlamim that kol davar mekuda shesorpin amakatlin over belavazeh baladavet atzihes hekish. And he says ladav kasrika the kol davar hamabe mekalkel is a davar mekuda over belavazeh. So he thinks that the law of Lo Sasum Ken Lashon Alkechem prohibits being sorry for destroying Kachim and Truma. If this is the Makor, it isn't clear to me exactly how plausible it is to assume it applies to Truma. I'm not actually sure that the Mechassina thinks it does. I don't recall that he says it there. In any event, I don't think this is all that plausible in the Rambam either. For one thing, the Rambam, there's reasons to think that it might be limited to the binyan of the Mikdash, or things. You know, just physical structure, because your Lo Sasum Ken Lashon Alkechem is being contrasted with the mitzvah of what you're supposed to do to Mekomos Avodei Avodah Zarah. What?
It doesn't make any sense to say, like, to the extent of the...
I don't know if it doesn't make any sense.
That's
what?
Because we're only talking about Binyan. You're supposed to talk about...
That's true. On the other hand, that mitzvah probably also requires Asherei Yisrufim Be'esh, which is understood to be Ne'avadim in general, and presumably Tikrovos in general as well, although I don't... Don't quote me on that, I want to look that up. But either way, the Rambam is not quoted in anywhere near the context where he speaks of the Surim of Kachim, of you know, potentially being Sori Kachim. So I don't think it's that plausible. I think there is a possible alternative, again, this is the third Makor Minatora, to suggest as a Makor Minatora for an Isur Minatora to be sorry for Kachim, and that perhaps would be the mitzvah's aseh of achilas truma of a Kachim, minatora. The Rambam lists that mitzvah in Simon, in mitzvah's aseh in Ketes, where he thinks that the mitzvah of Kohanim, he should see about Kohanim lechol basar Kachim, that's based on You know, that's chatas l'ashram. The pasuk my chatas l'ashram. That's a pasuk. The achlu asam asher kupar b'hem. Ba'alim ochlim. Ba'alim. Sorry. Kohanim ochlim. Ba'alim miskaprim. And then the Rambam says that this is an interesting explicit formulation. The Rambam speaks of having a mitzvah which has a certain primary intent and then also covers other things as well. This is where he actually uses his language. We discussed some of this. And again, I think this is the same clear phenomenon here. This is the pashas of pasuk speaks about one thing, even though it is only meant as an example. Very similar to what we were suggesting in the context of Hana, of Achil Bana. But the Rambam says, HaKachim HaKalim also apply to that. It's like just sort of dragged in, gets a tramp upon this. The reason he only says nigreres is because of alayna feels kachim kalam truma kumachil basar chatos v'asham shachilos habasar hazem nachatim v'asham but tuflam kaparos miskaper. And therefore that's what we're talking about, because the lashon of pasuk is v'achlu osam asher kupar b'hem. So it's talking about achilo that generates kapar. But that's not true, but nonetheless, and that's why I said, but nonetheless, halacha also has a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah of achilas truma ukachin. The Rambam thinks that truma is also part of the general mitzvah of achilas hakohanim bekachim. And I think this makes sense. This presumably is the basis for the din in the Tosefta, which is quoted in the Rambam, among other places as well, and it's hinted to in the Mishnah 2 and Shviz, but the Tosefta in truma, in Perkes and Truma, Truma nint of achilo shtilo sicha, aval, I'm sorry, the sicha lo ochel, lech, I'm sorry, lech lo dabar shadarko lech, lech lo dabar shadarko lishtos, lech lo dabar shadarko lasach. So this mission is saying it's given to being eaten or drunk or being spread, right, sicha kishtia, right, so, but dafka these things, meaning if it's something which is darko lech, then it has to be that it's achilo, you cannot use it for sicha or for shtia. And vice versa, it strikes me as extremely plausible that would be something which could prohibit destroying. If one can't be sucked with, let's say, truma shenitna l'achila, presumably you can't destroy it either. And perhaps that's where Isser derives from. Others, however, argue that Isser Sreifas truma v'kachim is actually not mandatory at all. But only midrabanan, none of these makaros provide for an Isser deraisa of Sreifas kachim v'truma. But rather, it's simply a din d'rabbanan. Presumably, it's just generally concerned with the problem of being mivaz kachim. That's a din d'rabbanan. Shouldn't be mivaz kachim, but there's no issa d'oraisa. This is the position explicitly of Rabbi Nofraim, Sayyidun Tosas Harash. And it's plausible that this is true for the Rambam as well. He does not, uncharacteristically, he does not really give you much other than the fact that it's usher, but he didn't look it. And always the question regarding that is, does that mean that it's mivaz kachim, mivaz d'oraisa, but there's no malchus for some other reason? It's not clear in the Rambam. But that's just in terms of the basic din that we're discussing here, namely the Isser of being sorry for Truma Bekachim, what that is. Moving on now, the second layer of context that we want to look into is the basis and character of the din that Bishas HaChatzos, Minatora, that one can burn Truma Bekachim. How do we understand that? So here, there are two possibilities. One possibility is to say that what happens here is that the mitzvah's Bior, Minatora, is Docha, the Isser Sreifas Kachim v'Truma. If it's midrabanan, the Isser Sreifas Kachim v'Truma, that's not much of a chiddush at all. If it's minatorah, so it's being nitche b'fnei habiur. I don't know how obvious it is, especially if it's minatorah from any of the dinim, then only one of those is allowed. So there's asid docha losa say, but there's asid docha nase. If let's say mishum truma, it's not as obvious, but presumably there's a way to deal with that, and we would just assume that this is being nitche b'fnei mitzvah habiur. Alternatively, it's not nitcheh, this name is a beer, that isn't the reason. Internally speaking, rather, there is no Isser Sreifa for chametz in this case, in Bishasa Isser. And the model for the least, at the very least, it's an analogy, maybe, yeah?
You said there's no Isser Sreifa for Truma?
For Truma's chametz, Bishas, for Truma, in the case of chametz, Bishas, Isser chametz. And the model for this, or at the very least, I say an analogy, is what happens to the Isser L'tamen. The Mishnah, at least according to some, the Mishnah in Daf Yudalev presents a machlokas about this question, about being mitame truma b'shas sreifas hachametz, mitame truma shachametz b'shas sreifas chametz. It seems to be a machlokas. Rabbi Meir says on Daf Yudalev that Sorfin Truma Tahora Matzmei of Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Any Yemi. Now Rabbi Yochanan, on a couple of thousand later, I believe, that
what does he say?
He says that the that Kuli Amal Pligi when it's also Minat Torah. Me, oh, here we go. Amar Ravasi and Daf Tesavamabez, Amar Ravasi and Rabbi Machlokas Peshesh, of Sheva de Verakol Sorfin. Meaning, when there's an Isser Deraisa, when there's a Chobas Biur and Isser coming to Minat Torah, everybody agrees Sorfin. Truma Imatzmei, in other words. Even Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi only disagrees about Peshesh. When there's an Isser, when all that is only to Rabbanan, the Chobas Biur and the Isser coming is only to Rabbanan, so then he disagrees that you can be Sorfin Truma Imatzmei, but when it's Usser Minat Torah, you can't be. Now, why? What's the basis for that? I mean, in that situation, it's pretty clear, right, that there is no mitzvah. I mean, there's no positive command to be mitame, to be sorry if I truma ima tmeya ima tahora. One could easily just have two marachos and burn it two different places, two different fires. So to burn it together such that one will be mitame, there's certainly no mitzvah to do so. So what's the reason then that you can do so? So basically the answer is that there simply isn't an Isser L'tame in that context. And now, why that would be, from the Gemara, it seems that there emerges two possibilities, what the reason there, it wouldn't apply to Chametz is. Either because Chametz is sofo l'sarif, l'aved, and the Isser of Sreifas Truma, the kachin does not apply kishisofoli of it, or, and this is the Gemara seems to assume is more likely for specifically Rabbi Yochanan and for the Deoraisa case, because chametz is in a reuya laachila b'shasha, it's not a basachila. When the chametz is not a basachila, so then when truma is not basachila, so then there is no iser lisrok. There's no iser l'tam. And we'll get to that, the difference between them. But either way, that's at very least an analogy. If you take the same makor of Mishmeres as being the basis for both, you very likely have much more actual example and evidence that in fact that's the case. And the nafkamina, by the way, between these two overall explanations of this halacha, of the one, understanding that Minat Torah, what happens here is that the Chobas Biur, the mitzvah Minat Torah Biur, is Doche, whatever is there is for Sreifas Kachim, the Truma, versus saying that that's not the case. Rather, internally speaking, the Isser simply doesn't apply to Chametz as a non-Bas Chila. Between these would be, number one, cases where there is a mitzvah, but there's no such Isser. There's no such din to chametz because chametz is not holech le'ibud, or chametz is not a non-bas achila. It is a bas achila. If you have a situation where those factors don't apply, and therefore there should be an iser sarifa, so then al korchenu we would assume that if it's mutter, it's because of the mitzvah. Do we have such a situation? No, if you're following what I'm saying there? No, if the reason that we're sorry of kachim, we're able to be sorry of trumas chametz. Sorry, truma the kachim the drachametz. If it's b'sha, let's say b'chatzos. If it's only because the iser shrivas kachim and truma doesn't apply, so then in the case where the factors that negate the iser, namely the fact that it's not basachila, let's say, we won't be able to burn it then. Whereas if it's mishum that the iser is nitche b'fnei mitzvos biur, then we will be able to. So situation I think exists. L'shitas balamor in his understanding of Rabbi Shimon, right? Because according to the Baal Mor, Rabbi Shimon, who held that Bifnei Kodem Pesach in over Beklum, right? So Rav Rishon say that at the very least an Issa Doraisa of Achila too. He doesn't mean just literally nothing. There is an Issa Doraisa of Achila, it's not a lav. Baal Mor said no, there's no Issa Doraisa of Achila. He can eat it. So Lifnei Pesach Mamish, according to the Baal Mor's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, you it's completely permissible to eat. So Rabbi David asked the Kasha, I'll give you guys this in the Makaros. If that's true, so then how can we be sorry Truma before Pesach? Right? The fear of Shimon, I mentioned this as a question last time, I wasn't sure about it, and no, anybody discussed it. So the Rebbein David asked this as a kasha against the Baal Mor, that if it's true that you can be Okal up until Pesach, so on what basis could you possibly be sorry of Beshesh? Or Sheva? Even Sheva, how could you be sorry? You don't need to be sorry for it. Eat it. And that also is a kiyum. So his answer, he answers this kasha that, right, you guys saw this? You already see it, yeah? He says that, what's the answer he gives? He says the bottom war is actually, he himself, the shikaso, he happens to say something else, which I don't agree with, but according to his own position there, he can answer this question. Namely, he says that Rabbi Meir, Balmor himself, actually believes, actually has said that Rabbi Meir, he thinks, yeah, agrees with Shitas Rabbi Huda Lagabe Sreifa, Lagabe Bir Chametz, that Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa, so that you cannot, so that the only way to be Mekayin Mitzvahs Sreifa, right, Mitzvahs Biur is through Sreifa.
Are we going back to Rasidu Chalosah?
What? Well, whatever it is, it's clear it's being nitka. Now, in that situation, obviously, it's not true that there's a non. You know, there is no lack. There is no. This chametz is not bas la basachila. It's completely mutter to eat. So therefore, the iser sreifas kachim and truma does apply. Elamai must be that obviously you have a dechia. Yeah. Asi dochalos say you're presuming it's a losis. It's asi. The asi is docha, whatever the iser is. That's obviously what's going on in the Shitas Rabbi Shimon for the Baal Mor, because this chametz does not have any of the features, right, of the chametz which is mutter, you know, where there's no iser, it's simply mutter to eat. So rather, it must be that the Baal Mor thinks that to be mekayim, right, what the Baal Mor says. The Baal Mor says that he agrees that ein bir chametz el sreifa, the only way to be mekayim is this tashbisu, is sreifa, and therefore, okay. So what you have that is gonka, therefore the mitzvah, the din, the iser, of service kachim mitzvah. In theory, another nafkamina would be a case, if we could isolate a case, where there's no mitzvah, or at least the mitzvah does not require being doche, but nonetheless, the chametz is so-called yabri, and it's not basim chila. And just trying to think about it, I think this you could find perhaps such a case. If you could find a way to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu b'shal shvi'is, let's say, and let's say l'das rabbanan that we don't hold any beer from until shreifa. So if there's a way to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu that wouldn't violate the iser of shreifas kachim the truma, and that could depend, I think, on the source and nature of the iser of shreifa. If, let's say, as an example, we understand it in terms of its nature and its source, that the iser is, you know, it's a function of the fact that you really have to preserve it for use. You need to preserve it for its being used. So then I would say, presumably, there's no such way to avoid violating that and still being the kind of tashbisu. Because if in the end, whatever you do just leaves you with with nothing, right, so then you're not able to be the kind of tashbisu. I'm sorry, you're not able to be, you're not able to be the kind of tashbisu, but then you've already violated the iser of ibud kachin. But if it's an issue, let's say, of desecration, then perhaps there could be ways that wouldn't be considered desecration. And I think, in particular, if you argue, let's say, as an example, for the mikas chinuch, right? The shita's a mikas chinuch, that the iser is mishum lo sasun kein lashon okechem. So I think, first of all, it's clear that is the nature of this mitzvah. It's not preserving it; it's a matter of desecrating, violating kachay Hashem. So if that's the case, so then I think it's a very good argument. I haven't seen anybody say this, but the Gemara Makkos happens to say explicitly that the Isser of Losa Asum Ken Lashon Alkechem, it says in the context of Mechik Hashem, Losa Asum Ken Lashon Alkechem Asiyahu, the Asser Grama Ashari. It's Mudder, you can be Gorim, you can allow, you can enable by the Grama the name Shem to be erased. That wouldn't constitute an Isser. You would not be Chayav Mishum Mechik Hashem for Grama, because the pasuk is a little sa'asun, I see who the aser, but Grama shari. So if that's okay, if that's the case, you might, I think, on the Mechassinus understanding of it, draw the conclusion that Gram Sreifa, let's say, or Gram Ibud, but let's just even stick to Sreifa. Gram Sreifa is not going to be a problem. That's not a problem of Lo Sa'asun Shein Kema Shem Ekechem, which, after all, is limited to Maisa who the Aser Beras Begram Deshari. So Gram Sreifa, let's say, should be Mutter, should not violate the Aser. And in which case, what would emerge is, right, if we accept the first account that If we accept the second account, that what you have here is that there simply is no mitzvah, is no iser, right? So then we would say, for chametz in this case, there's simply no iser, so then you would still be able to be sorry, because it's true you violate an iser, but there's no iser in this case. Whereas if you would say, let's say, on the basis of that it's only on the basis of the first account, that it's based on the fact that there's a mitzvah asay, which is doche, right, which requires to be doche that lav, well, maybe in that case you would say that, okay, but you have to, right, you would need to be goring straight fussel, and not actually sorry fit. I think that's a plausible account. Now, don't know that anybody says that. I think it's room to wonder why not. Is that because this is wrong, this latter is wrong, meaning that Mechasimach is not correct, or maybe the conclusion we're drawing from it is incorrect, and maybe even with Dato, for some reason, you would still say Gram Sreifas Kachim is Usser. Maybe Mechik Hashem Chud, the other things, I don't know why that would be. Or alternatively, so either the Mechasimach is wrong or invocation, or alternatively, perhaps, the reason is because it's in fact not based on Chia Idea Mitzvah, it's based on the fact that there's simply no Isser, and therefore there's no need to try to avoid it. Alright, the next thing to look into, just the next layer, is being sorry for Bishah Shishis. So that's when it's Bishah Doraisa. What about Bishah Shishis? So here, Rabbeinu Ephraim was extremely bothered by precisely this point. How is it that Chazal can be Mechayiv, to be burning something, when Min HaTorah there's no justification for it? You're over on Isser, and Isser, you're over on Isser Doraisa of Shrivas Kachim. After all, right, we paskin that yesh kach v'achim lakad over Torah b'sheva taisa, not b'kum b'yasei. So if min haTorah, the only din that I'm faced with at b'shah shishis min haTorah is that there's an iser to burn this truma b'chametz. So then, how can possibly say burn? And therefore, he says from here, based on this, he says precisely the conclusion that we mentioned last time, right? We mentioned earlier. Min frayim midakti kai midakti mikan. That, in fact, it must be that there is no such iser d'oraisa of truma v'kachim, of service truma v'kachim. It's only an iser d'rabbanan. There's an iser d'rabbanan of service truma v'kachim, and that d'rabbanan r'dolcha. Now, he doesn't speak to this, we'll come back to the next layer, the final one. What it, that b'shah shishis, the d'rabbanan say, causes the ability, enables us to simply ignore the d'rabbanan, or to override the d'rabbanan. He doesn't really speak to that. It's not a problem. It's obviously they have the authority to do so. The question is just what did they say? Happens there. But says Rabbeinu Ephraim, if it were Doraisa, that would be impossible. Now the Rosh himself deflects this point. The Rosh himself thinks that that's not the case, and he explains that even if it were even on the Rabbanan level, there's no problem. Even if this were Issa Doraisa, the Issa Doraisa wouldn't apply here essentially. And the reason it wouldn't apply here is because of Sofa Le'yabed, or because of Ein Ru'uya, based on the fact that it's Aser B'Shah Hashishis. Right, I think I have to actually stop here. Right in the middle. Right? I apologize. It is a cliffhanger, but my class starts at 1:15. What?
Those anticipations.
Yeah, sorry. I was hoping to be able to get it in, but all right.